Welcome to MVP Podcast, also known as Most Valuable Photography Podcast.
So this is MVP Podcast. We haven't been here in a while. I'm Clay for all of you guys who may or may not remember me.
And I'm Devon, Wardham of the North. Yes. It's still winter, is still here.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on. It's May. It should be warm, but it's not.
It's blazing hot here in hell. I mean, Florida, sorry.
Yeah, you guys are 100 and something degrees, and we're still touching 40s and
50s. No way. 40s?
Yeah, we've had some cold days in May.
It's when you said cold, I thought you were going to say 80, dude. Like, wow. Jeez. Wow.
Bro, when it hits 80, like, everybody's going to be in shorts and tank tops. And
everyone is going to be in bikinis, including Devon.
Yeah. We're hitting the beach, even if you don't like it, just because. Yeah, it's not spring at all.
That's crazy.
I don't know what this is. But
that's madness.
I won't say global warming, but global warming.
Say it without saying it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been a interesting beginning of spring, past few weeks, month. Few things have transpired.
Cool. Mm.
I guess you can catch people up of what's been going on.
Yes,
celebrated 10 years of Devon Warren Photo.
Congrats.
Thank you, sir. It's been a journey. So did a little, a little big celebration. It wasn't huge, but it wasn't small. Mm. Invited some clients and people I worked with over the years and displayed work that kind of told the story of the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to kind of see your work because a lot of times I'm just like, okay, that's cool. On to the next thing. Okay, that's cool. On to the next thing. You never really get to celebrate the work that you've put in.
Yeah.
And the hardest part was trying to figure out what to show. I realized I've done quite a bit over the past 10 years. And I think I need to display more work more often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the cool thing was that people really wanted to see the work and was glad I shared it. They really wanted to see the stuff that was, like, I bought like photo albums of just stuff I printed out, and that was the hit.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I made some big prints, but people really were more into like
the intimate stuff.
More intimate, not necessarily stuff that was, that I thought was like super cool and produced. Mm-hmm. It was more like, you know, snapshots and some street photography and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I think it's more of the intimate, seeing those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
That people were like, oh, I wish you bought more photo books. And I was like,
wow,
man, I do too now. I could have saved some money on these big prints that I made for you guys. But no. But I think you need to do stuff like that just to gain perspective.
Because
sometimes we think, you know, oh, this is cool and this is going to leave a impact, or, you know, it's going to do something. And it's sometimes it's the smaller things that really matter.
Mm-hmm.
So was interesting, but made me feel like I need to do more stuff more often.
Mm-hmm.
And it really made me feel like I want to start working more on projects, you know, like stuff to complete that kind of tell a story, that more cohesive pieces of work instead of just doing, you know, this here, that there. They're cool, but they don't all go together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think when people see things and they all go together and tell a story, it makes a bigger impact. And it'll be something I think in the long run that I would be more proud of to display and to, you know, ultimately leave behind like bodies of work. So, so that's been going on. And I've started this journey of shooting video.
Mm-hmm. We kind of heard a little bit about that last episode.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
You actually fell completely into the bottom.
I'm all the way at the, I'm in the sludge, bro. I'm all the way down, as they say in Jamaica, I'm all the way down in the gully.
Yes.
Like, it's just completely. Like,
I'm in the gully water. You're the king of the gully.
Yeah, I'm down in the gully water. But it's been a journey. You know, after you do the deep dive into YouTube, I've slowly started to realize that just like photography, almost all these cameras are really good, mm-hmm. and they probably can produce more than you'll ever use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of things just become hype because of the hype. Mm-hmm. So yeah. it's kind of like, you know, it's like the new A9 III. It's like, yeah, it shoots 120 frames per second.
Right.
Awesome.
What do you do with it?
When do you need that? Yes. When do you need that? Yeah. Like, for your kids' school play? Like, I don't know. Like, granted, you'll miss nothing, yeah. but when
do you work
is
it?
When is it practical for you to use that? And, you know, I guess it comes down to nice to have, mm-hmm. but at what price? So that's where I'm at with the video stuff. It's like you can't be prepared for everything. That's why if you've ever seen a movie set, if you've ever, you know, driven by even a small one, there's a truck full of gear.
Yeah.
You know, usually two trucks full of gear. Mm-hmm. Like they have a truck full of just stands. Like, so, yeah. you know, the amount of stuff that they bring on set to shoot your favorite TV show, movies are even worse. Like the production for that is crazy. You know, just to shoot, you know, a 20 or 30 second scene, like mm-hmm. they bring out all this stuff. So if you're not doing that, and which I find is the perspective of a lot of YouTube videos, is, you know, they're comparing cameras, but they're zooming in to 800%.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. I don't know the last time I watched a movie.
Right.
And I was like, you know, I really need to zoom into 800% of this scene to get, you know, the feeling of the movie. So, long story short, the end viewer really won't be able to tell. Even videographers, a lot of times, and people in the industry won't be able to tell, just mm-hmm. like with photography, unless you put stuff side by side and do a side by side comparison. Most people won't tell, and most people ultimately won't care. It's about the production and the production value. It's about your technique. It's storytelling. It's everything else that kind of, you know, people forget with photography too, because they start pixel peeping mm-hmm. and, you know, tack sharp becomes this catchphrase and all this stuff. And it's not about that in the long run. I think a lot of it is being comfortable in the workflow.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, how does this camera feel in your hand compared to others? Do you like, it's little things. Do you like the way the buttons are? Do you like the menu system? Do you like, 'cause that's the stuff that you use every day. The other little minutia that people harp on, is not important.
Right.
You know, it's like, yeah, the camera is tack sharp, but it overheats after 5 minutes. Then that's not a trade off.
Right.
I'd rather have the camera that's not as sharp, but I could shoot with all day.
Yep.
So it's that. And, you know, these things cost.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you know, even if you have the money, why waste it?
Yeah.
You know, spend it on something you're going to enjoy, or something that's going to have more value to you. Because one thing you'll find with video is that there's a lot more little things that you end up needing
mm-hmm.
to pull it off than you do with photography. So, and you need to be ready for different situations that come up. And, you know, you kind of got to pack out your gear, because especially the stuff I've been shooting is more documentary style, going into environments mm-hmm. and not knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
it's different if you're going to be, just like with photography, if you're going to be a studio shooter and you're going to set up your lights and people are coming to you and your set is your set, mm-hmm. you're not moving anything, yeah, you can use whatever camera works in that situation. And you don't need a versatile camera because you're just doing one thing.
Right.
You know, like product photographers shoot products in their studio, they use the same methods. They don't need versatility. They probably have one or two lenses
yeah.
that they use for everything.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So, but with videography and, you know, documentary style in particular, running gun, you kind of need a little bit of everything to kind mm-hmm. of, you know, be prepared, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, biggest thing is just have some tape. gaff tape works yes. works miracles. So just you know, have a bunch of gaff tape, tape it up and make it happen.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, it's nice. been a journey. And you know, I've been, you know, talking to you mm-hmm. and to Aaron out in Spain and trying to compare and contrast cameras, and it's tough yeah. because when you ultimately look at the footage, they all kind of look the same.
I know.
It's like you, and then you got to really start pixel peeping and asking yourself, does this make a difference? Mm-hmm. And I don't think it does. I think.
But the thing is, how many people are going to pixel peep the work you give them?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody is. Unless you're trying to do videography and be hired out, mm-hmm. right? Because if somebody's going to hire you to take footage for them and they need to send it to somewhere else and the footage needs to match exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But if you're at that point, you're not in this conversation with
yeah,
me.
Good point.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're not having this conversation. You are at the level where you're going to go and get the best stuff.
Yeah.
Or you're going to rent out the best stuff because you're on that level.
Yes.
But if you're shooting content mm-hmm. for local businesses and stuff, they could care less. They can't see the difference.
No, they can't.
You know, I'll tell you this. Get a matte box. Mm-hmm. Put it on the front of your camera. They'll think it looks pro. And you're good. Yeah. Like, they're going to look at the size. Mm-hmm. Size matters.
Yeah, yes.
Size matters. Mm-hmm. Size they're going to look and like, oh, he had this big camera. Mm-hmm. And the video came out great. They're not going to know what's under the hood.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care. It's like, you know, they won't care. They're going to look at the end results. They're going to say that, you know, you showed up with a bunch of stuff and they felt like their money was justified. Mm-hmm. That's what video guy. I find video production is like, they're going to show up with 10 guys, a bunch of gear, and one guy is going to shoot with one camera.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to unload this whole truck and they're going to do all this stuff. They're just trying to justify their price.
Yeah. Yeah.
They know they can shoot this, you know, interview with one camera. And that's it.
Yep.
One camera, one lens, but they're going to roll in a whole bunch of gear. There's going to be all these Pelican cases and all this stuff. And they're going to unload. And, you know, you're going to see one guy, one camera, one lens. And everybody else is just going to kind of stand around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, hey, it's tricks of the trade, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's tricks of the trade. It's just like when you show up. You go and do photography. People like to see the big lens on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. You know, you can shoot with anything else.
Yeah.
They will, you know, you could shoot with your smartphone, mm-hmm. crop sensor camera. They won't know.
Yep.
You know, and because they're going to give the camera the credit, but ultimately you're doing the work.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
Take one or two pictures, show them, and they're like, oh, that looks amazing. And then you can just do whatever else you want.
Yes.
But yeah, I think, you know, due to, and I think AI is going to make videography even better.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to enhance it the same way it's enhancing photography.
For the workflow, you mean?
I think for the workflow, the way cameras are getting better.
Okay.
You know, the new... Not to be a Sony guy, but, you know, Sony has put AI into their autofocus.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's little things like if you're talking, normal autofocus will catch whatever is closest to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
If you wave your hand in front of your face, it would usually start tracking it. Yeah. Right. It doesn't do that anymore.
Mm. That's awesome.
You know, it still tracks the face of the human mm-hmm. or the face of the animal, whatever you set the AI to.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, you know, it's going in a direction that will make your work easier.
Yeah.
I don't see it taking over where a person that doesn't know what they're doing can just use AI. You know, it's just not going to work.
Right.
It's the same way, you know, kids have been trying to use ChatGPT to write papers.
Yeah, right.
Teachers have figured out, like, no, this sounds like ChatGPT.
Right.
It does not sound like you.
Yeah.
And it probably worked for a little bit, and then
and
people
caught on.
On.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think it's the same thing with AI video and, you know, the AI... AI like avatar looking photography was cool. It was cool for a few months.
Yeah.
And now everybody's like, now everybody's like, yo, you look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Stop making these things of yourself.
Right.
Yeah. We know you don't look like that. It's like the skin filters were bad enough.
Yeah.
But I think people got over the whole AI avatar looking images really quick. So I think we still have time. You know, photography has been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Digital photography has been around for, you know, I would say has taken over since at least the last 20 years.
Yep, absolutely.
And, you know, photographers are still needed.
Yeah.
You know, look at, even with the advent of the cell phone and the camera on the phone being amazing, like they're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
At, you know, for the size they are and what you can do with just your phone is amazing. But it still doesn't make you a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you put me in a gourmet kitchen with top appliances and everything, I'm still not a chef.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be able to make the same burgers, some pancakes. Like I can't, you know, I'm not going to make you a gourmet meal just because I'm in a facility that can do all this amazing stuff.
Right.
So,
right.
I think photographers that have skills will still have jobs. And if you don't, you'll be exposed.
Yep.
And I think that's what happened with, you know, the advent of the camera phone is like, yeah, you're not that good. I can do the same thing. You just had a digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's too expensive for me.
Right, right.
But now when the price gets even, you know, mm-hmm. I think people get exposed.
Yep.
So long story short, practice, practice, practice.
Yes.
Practice, you know, practice. Get better, develop a skill, develop a look that people will pay you for. And I think you don't have to be scared of AI.
Absolutely. You know,
the robots are a whole different thing. That's not my field.
Wait a second. You know? The people turned in for the robot talk, though. Come on.
Oh, yeah. When the robots start kicking in and all that stuff, it's, you know, it's crazy. But, you know, I think we should embrace AI and learn how to use it.
Yep.
You know, just like when you know, I'm old enough to remember when the computer became a thing and people were afraid of the computer and didn't learn how to use it.
Right.
So, you know, if you learned how to use a computer, it just became another tool to do whatever you were doing faster and easier.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing with AI. And just like they've used computers to do bad, people find a way to use AI to do bad.
Mm-hmm.
But AI in itself isn't bad. It's like a computer in itself isn't bad.
All right.
It's the end user.
Absolutely.
But yeah, enough AI talk. hopefully, you know, within the next episodes, we'll be talking more about
your journey.
My journey and just, you know, I'm enjoying the new generation of cameras.
Let me ask you a quick question. Do you feel like you're cheating on photography? Just
no, I think
is this a threesome? Polygamy?
It's a polygamous relationship. Okay. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, good.
Everybody's happy, you know, good. Because you know the video cameras can shoot stills, and the still cameras can shoot video. So it's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you know, it's always been hybrid.
Yes,
it's just using what's
yes.
what's available to us. So no, I think it's a happy marriage.
Okay, good.
It's a happy marriage. You know, I the thing for me is that there's another learning curve, right? Because videography has its own stuff that I need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And just like photography, you continue to learn it. But I think it's just like anything else, you know, it's a lifelong learning process.
Absolutely.
Because as new technology comes out, there's different ways to use it, and things will change.
Mm-hmm.
And formats will change, and that sort of stuff. But I found with video, things last longer.
Yeah.
You know, people are still shooting on cameras from 15 years ago.
Yeah. No, I actually hear a lot of great things about some of those cameras because I think people don't scrutinize video as much as they do photography.
I think it's the end product.
Yeah. Yeah. The feel, you know, is about the feel, isn't it? Feel. More than anything.
Yeah. Because you still have the guys that would go crazy and shoot a movie on film.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You know, so I think it's definitely about, knowing how to use what you have. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with photography. Only photographers are going to ask what camera you use.
Right.
The end user could care less.
Absolutely.
You know, they see a dope picture, they're like, that's dope.
Yep.
If they see a great movie, they're like, yo, that movie was great. Absolutely. They don't even know what they liked about it. Mm-hmm. They just know that it was a great movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they know. And it may be the cinematography, it may be the color grading, it may be all these other things, but they just know they liked it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to scrutinize what they liked about it. So just make stuff that people like.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the business you're in, and if that's not, make stuff that you like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
You know, if you're making stuff for other people, make sure they like it. If you're making stuff for yourself, just make sure you like it.
Yeah.
And that's the end story.
Absolutely.
You know,
I dig it.
You know, and I think that's where we need to get back to. You're not going to make everybody happy.
Right.
You know, there's nothing that everybody likes.
Right.
You know, except clay. I mean, everybody likes clay. But that, I mean, besides the one anomaly on this earth, there's nothing else. So, you know, just, you know, unless you want to be clay, which is very difficult, we can't strive for perfection.
Wow.
But we can strive to be good, you know, and be good at what you do. And I think, you know, and just be happy with what you're doing. And if you're doing stuff for other people, just make sure they're happy.
Indeed. Yeah, great advice. Love it. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So where can they find you for more great advice?
Ah.
And if they have questions on how to be perfect.
Oh, well, you know? I mean, the code word for if you want to be perfect when you sign up for my club is Big Clay. No, just find me everywhere online at CW Daily. And what about you?
They can find me everywhere. They can find me at DevonWarrenPhoto.com and at DevonWarrenPhoto everywhere else.
Awesome. And we will explore more video in the future episodes.
Yes. More video, more photography, more MVP.
Awesome.
Awesome. Ciao.